Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
The topic of the day is
adjusting to higher vibrations.
Yes. As we were listening to that news broadcast, you know, they're talking about weapons and war and submarines and missiles and stuff. And I thought, oh boy, when will we be at a high enough vibration that war is not even part of the dialogue?
I look forward to that day. I hope it's in my lifetime.
Oh, won't that be wonderful?
Yes.
Oh, that's... So some people are at a different vibration than others.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. So welcome, everybody. I'm Karin, and that's Wendy.
Hello.
Hello. And we are your hosts for the next hour. As we said, we're going to be our... Blah, blah, blah. Y'all have to forgive me. I'm still recovering from the retreat weekend this past weekend. But so my brain's a little fuzzy. Our format is that during the second quarter of the hour between the two commercial breaks, we will do a healing. We will be channeling healing that you get to receive. The rest of the hour, we will be exploring the topic of the day, which today is adjusting to higher vibrations. We would love for you to put your questions and comments to us. Since you can't do it over the phone or a call-in, what we've set up is a page on Facebook called Immersion into Source that you can post your questions and comments there. So please do that. So adjusting to higher vibrations.
I just wanted to say I really, really loved the picture that you put on Facebook and the lyrics, the song lyrics, you know, because I believe that's true. I know that I've lived it and other people have too. You know, it's just that, you know, we hold ourselves back, you know. So oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains and we never even know we have the key.
Yes. Yeah. You know, as you were saying that, I'm thinking, I have no idea what it was. It was a little while ago, and there's only so much room in this little brain of mine. But right. Then I started going, wait a minute. I think I know. And then you said it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I thought for people who hadn't seen it, it was worth sharing.
Yeah, it is. And... yeah, trying to find some kind of quote or photo that will align with what the topic is a challenge, but it's fun when I find something that kind of works. And so, yeah, higher vibrations, they can come from without, but really, 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 they come from within. Within, which, of course, is tapped into source, which is therefore kind of also sort of without, but... But it still is within. It's all a tangled mess. Not a mess, but it feels when we're trying to wrap our brains around me. For me, when I'm trying to wrap my brains around, sometimes it just gets, you know, like, okay, but then this and then that. But if that's true, then is that true?
Right. Well, yeah, it's all connected.
So I know for myself that there have been times when the universe, my guides, whoever makes these decisions, decide to bump up my gifts, bump up my vibration. And there's been a few times where I was sick for a day or two because my body's like, what the heck was that?
Right.
Was that a germ? Do I need to attack that?
That's what? Happened to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recently.
Yeah. I know. And you're just sitting there going, what the? So our bodies get a little confused too. I think in whole, the everything, you know, the universe is raising, but we as individuals do. There's that whole within without thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, we want to talk about the healing.
Yeah.
After the commercial, when we come back, then we'll start the healing. And during that time, we are silent. So it's your time to go within to, you know, close your eyes, call in your loved ones, living and not living, and receive.
And receive. Yeah, relax. Holding tension causes a restriction of flow. So relax your muscles, relax your joints, relax your breath. Have a nice, deep, slow breath. And I meant to bring this up last on Sunday when our topic was ghosts are people too.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, you said the same thing. Invite your friend, invite your family, your loved ones, both living and not living. And I wanted to say, but they're all living.
Oh, that is true. But, you know, we don't all look at it that way.
I know.
But so I feel like you need to make the distinction.
Well, I make the distinction by saying breathing and not breathing.
Okay.
So I have lungs and I need oxygen, you know, to sustain me. So I'm breathing, but once I drop my body, I won't be breathing anymore, but I'll be still living.
Right.
Although, you know what? For all I know, those in spirit have some kind of lung breathing thing. I have no idea. See, you have one question, then you start going, well, wait a minute, what about that? So here it just happened again. Just said breathing and not breathing, but, you know, maybe there is some form of breathing and some, you know, supposedly everything on Earth is a representative of something that is there. So lungs would be representative of something.
Something, right? That might be a good question to ask sometime.
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things in this metaphysical conversations is exploring life and the afterlife. You know, what that all, how that all plays out.
Right. You know, I had a thought about that too. I'm going to mention it while we're talking about it is, you know, we talked about your jobs in the afterlife and, you know, on a prior show and, you know, your significant other, your life partner. But, you know, what about your name? Do we have names, you know?
Well, I do know what my eternal name is, and it's not Garen.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know that that's the case for everyone. Let me think. Yeah, no, in working with, you know, various clients and friends and things and spirits that I've hung out with or whatever. No, I don't. I think your earthly name is not, and Karen is nowhere near what my eternal name is. It's not even remotely the same. So it's not like, you know, it's Kathy or something similar, you know? or Kara, you know, it's so.
I never thought about having names. I always kind of thought that your name would be your energetic imprint.
Yeah. Well, it's what you're using here. And in spirit communication, when you call on somebody, it's not necessary to know their name or use their name. It's your intention. You are calling out to whoever you're calling out to, and energetically, they receive. It has nothing to do with the name. You don't have to call their name. I mean, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I have, you know, a few spirits who I have nicknames for, and if I call them by their nickname, they still hear me. Or if I just, you know, start, and I know that who I'm talking to, I don't even have to use their nickname. They know that I'm talking to them. It's a different way of communicating. We here on Earth, because we're accustomed to ears, you know, to voice and ears being a part of the equation, you know, that it becomes more important because I have to distinguish if there's a group of people And I want to talk to one in particular. I want to say, Wendy, or I want to touch you to get your attention.
Correct.
But if I'm in spirit form and I was a group of people and just having my intention that I want to talk to you is enough. I don't have to say your name. My intention aligns and you know that I'm talking to you.
Okay. Well, yeah. And that's kind of what, you know, more telepathic is how I
Yes.
Right. I just never thought names would be needed.
Yeah.
I guess.
And yeah, so I don't know if names are needed, but you have them. And some of their names, there have been beings that, you know, like somebody else meet their guide, or their guide wants to meet them or whatever, or somebody will show up and they'll be like, what's their name? And I'll see this, and it's about, you know, 50 characters long. And I'm like, wow, I really don't think I'm going to be able to say that one. And some of the vowels and, you know, are sounds that I don't even know how to pronounce. And, but he says that you can just call him Joe. You know, that'll work, you know.
You know, I just had this image of an old Tom Hanks movie, Tom Hanks and, oh God, what is that girl's name? Tom Hanks and Daryl, somebody, what's a mermaid?
Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, it was, okay. And she's trying to say her name, but she's saying it in mermaid, and it's very high pitched and all these sounds. And when you were saying that, that's just what I had in my head is her saying her name. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's going, right, okay.
Yeah, there's something wrong with your voice box.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I saw. I remember that movie. I don't know if I saw it or not. Yeah, boy, Tom Hanks, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else, he's aged a little bit.
And he's doing a fine job of it as well.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, here we're going into commercial.
Okay.
So everybody hang with us. And when we come back, we'll do the healing. And then after that, explore our topic.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Om Radio.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, that's the first time I heard the promo that I recorded.
You know, that was a little bit surreal. Because I was like, wait, I know that voice. Oh, wait.
Yeah, me too.
Are we really on a commercial? Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, and that's my sound? Oh, my goodness. Oh. You know, why don't we like our voices?
I don't know.
I don't say that I don't like it. I'm thinking that's not how I hear it in my head.
Right. It's not. I know what you mean. And I do know exactly what you mean. And it's odd hearing your own voice that I would imagine in that way. Like even in any videos, like, you know, when I watch videos of myself, I'm like, gosh, is that how I really sound?
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
Okay.
Or look, right. You know, even though you look, well, right. You know, especially not getting any younger, you look in the mirror and you're like, who is that woman? Right. And what did you do with Karen?
Well, you know, and I've been experiencing that more and more on this journey that I'm on, where I look at myself and I'm like, who is that? But we'll talk about that more in a little bit.
Yeah. So, all right. So all of you out there, this is now where we go into healing. I will be tapping into source. I'll center myself. I'll say my prayer, get aligned. And all these beings are here lovingly waiting to transmit that energy to you. Your job is just to receive. Lie back if you like. Sit down, whatever's comfortable. Take slow, deep breaths. Have no expectations. Allow it to flow through you. You may feel it physically. You may feel it emotionally. You may not feel it at all. It's all good. And then when we come back, we'll continue with our conversation. right. Come back.
I'm back.
All right. So those of you out there in radio listening land, we would love for you to post your comments and questions on our Facebook page, Immersion into Source. It's a little strange feeling for Wendy and I on our Sunday webinars. We're so accustomed to the audience, the participants communicating with us constantly. So we feel a little lonely.
Nobody's talking to me.
Come and talk to us. We want to hear from you.
Well, we did get a question from Kathy. So thank you, Kathy. It's so wonderful.
Good. So, we have another minute before the commercial. We'll go to the commercial break. I asked about, you know, what should we focus on for the next few days or whatever. And it's mothers. And not mother, like I was saying about the mother as in Mother Earth, but mothers, like your birth mother, what your connection energetically. And we all have a history with our mothers. I mean, some of us have, you know, better than others, but, you know, being a mother is a challenge. But letting go of all that stuff and just your third eye to your mother's third eye, what is the connection? What is there between you?
Cool.
Yeah, kind of interesting. So how was anything interesting happen for you this time, Wendy?
Well, for me this time, it was more just a smoothing over of things. You know, as you were saying that you were still adjusting from the retreat, and I know that I've spent a couple of days doing that too. I've been really agitated. Today I took a nap and I woke up just still not feeling myself. And so I just kind of had this feeling of, you know, like, well, let's say, you know, a mother, like a mother's love, just, you know, stroking my head and smoothing me out, you know, it's okay. You're going to be okay. You know, so that was really lovely. And it's very peaceful and loving.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Just can't get enough.
Yes, because once you take one step, one raise your vibration, it's something you want to keep going.
Right.
I want more. Give me more.
I know. Bring it.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi. Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back.
That intro music, I just want to listen to it all day.
It's really beautiful.
Isn't it so beautiful?
Yeah.
I just love it. I'm like, wait, no, can I listen to that some more?
It's happy.
Yes, but deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking during the break, you know, to lead into this adjusting to higher vibrations, we've mentioned the retreat a few times here. And so maybe we can use that as a launching pad.
Yeah.
So we do this retreat several times a year, and during which we, besides having awesome community and interaction with one another, and great food,
lots of food,
we do some deep spiritual healing work. That heals us on, you know, physical and mental and emotional levels, and by doing that, you know, we're raising our vibration a little bit each time, a little more.
Right.
And so that's why we eat so much, because it's so much work that, you know, you come back and you eat this big meal and you think, oh my God, I'm done for the day. But then we go do some more work. Then we come back and, oh, I need to eat again.
Starving.
Starving. We are starving. So we do eat a lot, but it's you know, our bodies are connected to our souls for as long as we're on this earth. I have a body that's attached to me. And so I need to feed that as well. But raising my vibration does affect everything. And it's nice when you do it kind of bit by bit. It's not quite as jarring, but sometimes it's big leaps.
Right.
And then you need to rest, or you need to, you know, kind of deal with it, or be sick for a few days, you know, like I know we talked about earlier.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, that what you just said there kind of leads into a question.
Oh, perfect.
That I had. So, you know, you just have this knack of doing that for me. I love it. It's like foreshadowing. Okay, here we go. Not all shifts are intentional, meaning that I'm going along doing my thing and I shift. Is there a way to make it known to my physical self when this happens?
That you had the shift?
Yeah. Other than, like, let's say, okay, here's why I said it like that. There have been times I have, you know, friends out there that, you know, are very sensitive to energies, and they're like, oh my gosh, you shifted. And I'm like, I did, you know? So is, you know, without doing any work, like what we did this retreat, we did work, and I've been agitated. I know that there was a shift, but you know, there's other times where, you know, I'm just, like I said, just going along my little life, doing my thing. And I don't notice anything. I don't get sick, but is there a way other than getting sick that you can know these things?
Okay, so when you said your physical self, I think what you're meaning is your conscious self.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about this somewhat before, because it's a very similar, one clear way is that you notice the way you react in different situations is different. You notice how you feel in your body is different.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, they're saying optimally, ideally, the purpose-led life, you are continually climbing. And sometimes it's a very slow, you know, small steps, but we should be going forward and up at all times.
Right.
I mean, there again, sometimes you hit a plateau and you just want to sit there for a while. But by increments, that's what life is. Life is an eternal expansion and growth. Again, sometimes people come to Earth and they don't do it that way. You know? So But there are little things that you'll notice. A friend of mine, she noticed that when somebody she loves passes, her body does weird things. And at first she just thought she was sick. And I'm going to get the details wrong. And if you're on listening, comment so I get this right. And it was her body adjusting to the loss of that physical person, you know. So once she made the connection, so then somebody recently passed for her, and she's like, oh, I know what's happening. I know what's going on. And so I think part of it is just kind of paying attention and noticing, you know, like my son, one of my kids, he every once in a while, literally the skin between his, you know, above his lip, below his nose, it would turn blue. And it wasn't like he had eaten blueberries. It was the skin itself turned blue. And I was like, what the heck is that? So I started writing down every time that would happen. I would write down what he had eaten that day so that we could try to figure out what was happening. So what I'm getting at is, you know, maybe sometimes we need to, notice things, you know, write something down so that you can kind of find the pattern.
I see.
You know, we don't always, you know, we take each as an isolated incident, but if we would kind of look back, we could see, oh, there's a pattern here.
Right.
You know?
I understand that. And I get the message that's been coming to me a lot. You need to journal. Okay. Anyway, we don't want to talk about me. We have some questions here.
Go.
All right. What do we have to do to get a raise in our vibration?
Work, pray, ask, beseech, open. It's like we've used this analogy, I don't remember what we're talking about, but a flowering, opening, you opening up, peeling away a layer of your physical self, peeling away a layer, peeling away a veil between you and your higher you. You know, the more veils you peel away, the brighter you become, that's all growth. So
I like that.
It's not each bump that you have, it's not gonna be the same way. You know? And think about it, wouldn't it get boring if you if the same time it was the same way every time over and over again? How boring would that be? I never thought of that before, but yeah. You know, so actually how lucky are we that it comes in different forms and it comes in different ways and in different intensities. And sometimes you plan for it, and sometimes it lands on your head, whether you like it or not.
Here you go.
Yeah, bloop.
This is happening. Yes, yeah. It is happening.
And as we're talking, a cardinal just landed on the wire right here where I can see him. See, he's like, hello. Yeah, I'm on a high vibration right here on my wire.
Well, yeah. One of the questions that I was going to ask next is, and you just touched on it, but I'm going to say it anyway in case there's something to add. When we get bumped up in vibration, is it a big bump or a little bump? Well, it's both, but can we ever feel it?
Actually happening?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What would it feel like?
It's allowing. It's being in the moment, which interestingly, Sunday, our topic for Sunday, you haven't seen the email yet because it's going out tomorrow morning, is living in the moment.
Oh, I like it.
That's funny that they just put that in my head. They must have known when they told me to do, when it was like living in the moment for Sunday. Being present to who you are and what is happening allows that. We are very good at getting caught up in distractions and external things, but by stripping down and allowing that present moment, you can notice it.
Okay. something to work on.
Yes, I was just I was at the retreat this weekend. I don't think you were there. I think this was on Friday night before you got there. And I was saying how I've been in this process of stripping down and stripping down. I feel like I'm like going down to nothing, like just down to a speck of dust. And Kathy, probably the same Kathy that posted the question, she says, "That sounds very Buddhist." That wasn't my intention, but I'm like, that's just, it's just what I feel like I'm in the process of doing, of stripping down. And at the same time that I know that I'm like stripping down to nothing, I also know, I'm aware that that will lead to other things, that I have to continue in this process. So I'm being very conscious of it, you know? So
it's
this
inspirational.
Yeah. So maybe, yeah. You know, maybe I'll have a few things I can add to this story from my own experience to this topic as this process continues.
Okay. Do learning and practicing healing modalities help us with our vibration?
Yes. The flow of the energy flowing through you, your intention, raises your awareness. Keeping the ego, of course, outside is important. That you are, we are vessels for the healing, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
That is, it can be easy to get distracted. And, but the more that we allow ourselves to be a hollow reed, allowing things to flow through us and being that empty vessel, that raises us, it makes us a more beautiful reed, a more beautiful vessel.
When you said that, I had a vision of not a reed per se, but like a tube of light, rainbow, swaying in the wind like a reed would.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Okay, can we help somebody raise their vibration?
With their permission. With their permission. So, Wendy, I think you need to raise your vibration. I'm going to come over here and hit you over the head and make it happen.
Well, I think that, you know, who the question came from, it's, you know, that somebody's seeking help.
Yes. And obviously I was being sarcastic.
I know you were.
So, but if Wendy says, Karen, I'd like to raise my vibration, can we work together on that? Yeah, then you've got all the power at your command.
All right.
Then you can work together.
Well, good, let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Yeah, we're back with our beautiful
back.
Music.
Yeah. Can't Although you play just a little longer?
I know. There it is. Okay. I'm just going to go to sleep now. Good night. I like Alan's music with the clapping or the snapping of the fingers or whatever. That's very engaging.
Yeah.
The one that commercial that was just before us. And I think he's right after us.
Oh, anyway. Sometime. Yeah. Anyway, one of the other questions is, when we are raising our vibrations, are we in essence getting closer to our higher selves, to our soul? Are we bringing ourselves closer to our higher selves, well, source?
Expanding the rings. You know that thing about you drop a pebble and the rings, the ripples?
Right.
Expanding the reach of your ripples.
Cool.
So we are close to our higher selves. We just it's aligning with what it is and being aware of it. And remember, there's a degree to which we can go. We do have to still maneuver in this physical world. So there are, you know, if you get totally aligned with your higher self, then your body's just going to like, it's just going to fall down and be a puddle on the ground. And you know, you're sitting at the dinner table and your family will be like, what the heck happened there? Where'd she go? So, you know, there are some limitations to some degree in some ways, you know, so, but it is all about being, recognizing and being more aware of who we are and our purpose and having that eternal mindset rather than these earthbound minds. I use that, that's what I term it. I don't know if that makes sense to others, but so many of us, our troubles arise because we have earthbound minds. When we perceive anything, when we evaluate, when we try to understand something, we go from an earthbound perspective rather than an eternal perspective, and then things hurt more than they need to. Whether it's about ourselves or the world at large. Does that make sense?
It does make perfect sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I got lost there for a second because I was thinking about that.
Oh, good.
Okay, so. All right, wait. You said, okay, one of the questions that I was going to ask is, you know, is there a limit to the vibrational raises that we could have? So I thought that was kind of cool. You just snuck the answer in there without me even asking. But do the elevated vibrations in this life transfer with you? Is it with you forever?
Yes, you continue to grow. We continue to expand. And again, we on Earth have this concept of linear life. If we can understand that there is no time, there is no distance. So that image of the ripples before maybe is a better way to understand it, to conceptualize it. So there is no limit. There are, again, some kind of very, and it varies obviously person to person. It varies moment to moment. I mean, we all know that some days you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and
you're look not, out, world.
Yeah, you're not real spiritual minded. But other days, you know, you just kind of float through the day and everything is lovely. And then, you know, and then so things change moment to moment, day to day, person to person. But yes, there is a limit to how much. And I know sometimes in some of my journeys, or sometimes when I'm working with somebody or whatever, and I'm out there in the ethers, I'll be going along, and then my guides are like, "Nope, that's you can't go any further. That's not for you to see." And I'm like, "Okay, I get it. I totally get it. You know, that's not for me to know at this time. Works for me. You know, I trust them, and I know that it's all good." So. Limit feels like, you know, like a confining thing. It's more for our protection, you know, it's more for our safety. So, you know, I just want to put that caveat that limit is not it's not to hold you down. It's to keep you safe.
I like that. That's perfect. It makes me feel a little bit better about it too.
Okay.
All right. So, how do we, when we've raised our vibrations and we've done all this work, how do we stay there once we get there?
You sit in lotus position and sip tea for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You have no bills to pay. You have no diapers to change. You have no, you know, it's a process. It's an ongoing process, and it's part of our earthly experience. You know, I mean, yes, there are beings that choose to go live in a cave in the Himalayas somewhere forever. But, I mean, yes, that's very difficult. But at the same time, it's a little easier to be a very spiritual being if you have no problems, if you have no issues. You don't have to sit in traffic. You don't have a neighbor that annoys you. You don't. You know, there are all these things
right.
which feel like they're taking away from our spiritual growth. In reality, they are contributing to our spiritual growth, because as we grow and we learn to, you know what? So my neighbor does that annoying thing. You know what? It really doesn't bother me anymore. You know, these are all tools. Like we said that last time, a stumbling block is a kiss from God. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all things. These are ways of helping us, making us stronger.
Oh, I like that. That's good. So when we raise our vibrations, there's still a little bit of up and down, just like life, you know, roller coastering with some of it.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And often, you know, you learn a lesson, just like in school. You learn some formula or something. You learn something in school. And then what do? They test you. They give you a test to make sure that you learned it. So in the same in your growth, you learn a lesson, they'll find a way to test you. You know, and it's not to make you go, oh, it's more about making it stick.
Right.
Making it hold.
Right. Okay. Well, that only makes sense. So after our vibrations raise, why do people, places, and things make us feel sick?
Because we have to learn to keep our, how can I say?
Is that part of the test?
It's part of the test. It's also part of staying with the universe and not letting that outside thing interfere.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's the same like we've talked about. Like I have this caveat on YouTube. I have a statement in there. Please, would you do the healing part? You know, don't be on, you know, any kind of drugs or anything, because that causes that can cause a tear in your aura or whatever. So what we're learning is to be able to go through the walk through the valley of death and I have no fear, whatever. What is that? Oh my goodness. If I wasn't sitting here with a headset on, I could probably say it blindly, but you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no, you know, so basically like that, that you can walk through life and you're not affected. But it's a muscle. It's a learning. It's something that we have to develop.
Perfect.
Oh, I can't believe I can't think of them.
I know. I can't believe you can't either. You said the only part that I remember. But anyway, we've just got a few more minutes left. We should probably talk about what we're going to talk about next week.
Well, all I know is that Sunday is living in the moment. I don't know next Wednesday. All I know is that we have got to. Or do I have the 27th? Do we have something for the 27th? No, I don't think so.
What should we talk about? Mercury retrograde.
Oh, well, that would be interesting because I know nothing about that and I care nothing about that.
Well, you know what? It's happening and people talk about it.
Yeah, so that would be very interesting to see. That would be a growth for me because that's something I really doesn't. I'm like, who cares? I mean, I know it happens, but you know, the moon happens every month. I know that the moon affects me and I'm like, you know, I know. So, that's a good thing for me. Yeah, that would be interesting. All right, so we'll do that, and then we will get more things planned up ahead of time so we are not each week going, what are we doing next time?
We need a meeting.
But we always come up with stuff. We have such great topics all the time. And
they just show up. Yes, yeah. They just show up.
Yeah, I trust. We trust. Right. We know it'll be okay one way or the other. All right, so how many minutes we got left? Do we have any questions? Oh, well, there we go. Bye-bye! You're done now!
See, the question just, they could just get answered.
Alright. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody else.
Night, everybody. Love you.